Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. You just tuned in. Welcome aboard. We're talking with Bob Prosen about hiring, about ways to make sure that you get the right people, good people. Bob, I know you had another comment or two, and I want you to get to those, but I want to ask you a question and let you weave that into the answer. Do you prefer to hire for experience or for attitude and intelligence?
Oh, if I had to choose, I'm going to take attitude and intelligence.
Yeah, everybody says that, and I agree with that. But now, you're talking about salespeople a minute ago. If you've got a salesperson who's got a track record, that's experience.
There's nothing that beats a salesperson that knows how to sell. You can't take somebody who knows your product and service and teach them the DNA of selling. I'd rather get a great salesperson and teach them my products and services.
Okay, all right.
But let's face it, their attitude is great, isn't it?
Right.
And their knowledge is fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
So think about this. You're in a meeting with this candidate. How should that candidate behave? And I want everybody who's listening today to think about that. Not just what they talk about, how are they behaving? If you're trying to hire a salesperson and you're sitting in an interview with them, they better behave like they would when they're out selling. That means they should be closing you every minute on selling themselves for that position. So people miss that sometimes, Jim. How are they behaving?
Another thing that I think has to be addressed today, and this is new for interviewing salespeople, you have to make sure that they understand that when they call on someone, that they're capable. Maybe you have to train your people this. You do have to train people if they don't get this yet. But Bob, in selling today, you can't presume that the customer knows nothing. You have to assume they know maybe more than you do, and you have to know how to plug in there. I mean, isn't that something that's an awareness that's necessary in sales today, isn't it?
It sure is, and that goes back to what we were talking about on the earlier segment of your show this morning, and that is understanding your client's business.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be perceived as the expert, the external expert. Therefore, when you talk with them, you're really advising them. You're not selling them anything.
Right.
You're giving them great advice, things that they need to be successful. Who doesn't want to hang around people that can help you grow?
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. So because you need to presume that they already know a lot of facts and figures. They've been on the internet. They've been nosing around. They've read customer reviews, et cetera, et cetera. Your job is to help them a lot of your job, I think, in sales. And this is, I think, a big thing that I would want in a salesperson is someone that can give my customers peace of mind. That make them. We talked about, you know, one of the things we said we weave into our conversation today, Bob, is the concept of trust, because everything we sell is a commodity these days. The only thing that's not a commodity is the relationship we have with customers.
How true, Jim.
And that's got to be based on trust. And if you hire somebody who can't convey and maintain and grow that trust, then I think that's a flawed acquisition. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, a customer has to first like you, listen to you, believe you, trust you, to your point, and only after they trust you are they going to buy from you.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to understand that sequence of developing that relationship.
30 years ago, Nesbitt said, the prophet, John Nesbitt said, the more high-tech we have, the more high-touch we will want. With all the technology, trust still is in fact, technology has heightened the need for trust, hasn't it?
It rules. Trust rules the relationship. Just think about your best customers. Those are the people that trust you.
When I hire people to work for my company, you know, we have a lot of different kinds of relationships here in my company. And I tell them our relationships are our capital. You have to protect it. And we talk about that here.
I think that's important, and always talk about it, Jim, because when times get tough, all you've got are those relationships.
And so you should be interviewing for that, right? You should be interviewing for those, for that kind of acumen, that kind of ability to understand that concept, the concept
that
of customer.
They have to understand that, and then ask them these three things. Ask them, how do you overcome the price objection, the objection where the customer says they don't know you, And the third one, they're happy with their current provider. As a salesperson, you have to be able to overcome them in such a way that that prospective customer trusts you.
Bob, give us the website again, please.
SmallBizBUSAccelerator.com.
Tell us about that quickly.
You can get all of these tools and techniques we're talking about. It's a great way to accelerate the growth and profit of your business. And let's face it, that's what we're in it for. We want to grow. We want to be successful.
Yep.
So go to the Small Biz Accelerator and learn how to get that.
Kiss Theory Goodbye is the award-winning book that Bob wrote. Hey, Bob, come back again real soon. We got some more things to talk about, don't we?
Yes, we do. Thank you.
All right, Jim. We'll see you soon. Bob Prosen, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back real soon. I got to take a quick break. I got to be back. I'm going to be back after the news. I'm Jim Blasingame reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. I'll see you in a few minutes.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.